Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What is up, my giggly gang?
Oh, that's a good one.
We probably have a lot of daddy gang listening in.
Yeah.
We love daddy gang, like our sisters, like our family.
They're a different breed of people.
Whenever I do jokes about choking on stage, the daddy gang is always there to be like, use the belt.
Yeah.
Use the belt.
They're sexual. I'll say that. They're definitely sexual. Mm-hmm. But they sent a lot of really nice messages, you know?
Oh my God.
Like the gigglers send nice messages, but usually they're drunk.
The gigglers make fun of us.
Yeah, that's what it is. They're like, no, love you so much. The fuck are you wearing?
Which is our relationship, which makes sense. Like, I mean, the gigglers are the OGs, but the daddy gang, they sent so many amazing messages to us regarding like female friendship. Damn, they cried.
Yeah, it was a long episode. I didn't listen to the whole thing because I was like, I can't. I'll cry.
I'm gonna be honest. I didn't listen to it.
Any of it?
I didn't listen to any of it.
I listened to like the beginning, like the first 15 minutes, and then I was like, I hate my voice.
I trusted like someone would tell me if I needed to know something, but
yeah, I feel like I do the same thing. I'm like, okay, if something's really bad, I'll see it in my DMs. No, yeah. Like I'll gauge it that way. And so, but all the DMs were like, oh my God, you guys are so great, like so true. Friendships are fucked.
We were scared for that episode because like Alex didn't really tell us what it was gonna be about. I was just like, let's talk about blowjobs, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Who knew that you could cry on an episode of Call Her Daddy?
There wasn't one sexual chat.
Which made us uncomfortable.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, Hannah's got this. She's going to talk about choking and like weird sized dicks. And that was it.
We love a curved dick. We don't talk about that enough on this pod. But Alex is an incredible interviewer. And we want to thank Alex Cooper for being our friendship therapist. And I think that Alex has been through a lot of friendship stuff herself, especially when it has to do with like entertainment that could be involved and how that can complicate things of the outer world and external voices. So daddy gang, we appreciate you letting us air our dirty laundry.
Yes.
But anyway, thank you so much everyone who listened to the last Caller Daddy episode, sending really positive messages when reality TV can be kind of like dark and everyone's, you know, trying to pick sides and hate on someone. So to just have some beautiful positivity really meant the world to us.
Yeah, it did. Because people can be so mean.
I want to know, though, how was Watch What Happens Live?
Watch What Happens Live was really fun. I loved my outfit. And that's really all I cared about. But before that, I actually did Chicks in the Office, their live show. I was like a special surprise guest. But they had Tyler Cameron go out before me.
Okay, I have so many questions. So I was also supposed to go with you.
Yeah.
But I was in Tampa. And you looked so beautiful. Your makeup was so good. Then I saw Tyler C was there. Tell me everything.
Okay, so I sat with him in the green room. He's very nice. Very nice. He's like, he's a boy. All he talked about was like sports with the guy sitting next to me. And so I didn't really speak to him because I had nothing to add to that conversation. But he was really nice. I don't know where he's from, but if someone said like a farm in Nebraska, I'd be like, yeah, that's
where he's from. I met him once and he was just extremely hot.
Just so hot.
Just like sexual energy.
Alludes from him. Yeah. Like I was just like, well,
we're both taken women. So stop.
Yeah, I'm a taken woman, but yeah, I can appreciate a hot guy. He's hot. Yeah.
You did a live kind of podcast show. Did you feel like it's prepping you for our live podcast show? How do you feel? Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I learned that I'm nervous.
You're not going to be nervous with me.
A lot of logistics that go into it.
Yeah, we don't fuck with logistics.
Here's the other thing, which we're going to have to do for our next show. Their microphones are bedazzled. So like they take their microphones from place to place.
Oh, hey, yeah. Elena, can you bedazzle the... She's going to be like, shut the fuck up.
Elena, how good are you with a glue gun?
Okay, I know you were too young for this, but Paris Hilton bedazzled her sidekick, and we want that aesthetic.
Wait, are they too young to know about Paris Hilton's bedazzled flip phones? There's a whole TikTok, like, I think page that's called, Does Gen Z Even Know?
It's so funny because when I'm doing my shows, I like shit on Gen Z's and there's never anyone who's like, stop. No one's like, hey, I'm offended. They're all like, yeah, take them down. I'm like, okay, it's not riot.
Because I think Gen Z looks at us and are like, what are these like 30-year-olds talking about?
Wait, happy fucking birthday.
Oh my God, thank you. I turned 29. It was very anticlimactic because 29 is just such a weird age, I feel like. It's just like, oh, you're almost 30. Like,
it's not its own number. It's almost 30.
Justice for 29, because you're still in your 20s. I'm no different than 28, but everyone's like, oh, next year, that'll be a big one. And I'm like, fuck off.
What did you do?
So I'm in South Carolina right now in Craig's house, if you can't tell by literally all the navy blue. And I didn't want to do, I flew down on my actual birthday, which was like the day after I did Chicks and Watch What Happens. And I didn't want to do anything.
Yeah. You probably
lay on the couch and order Thai food. And he was like, okay, like if that's what you want to do, don't twist my arm. So I literally laid on the couch for like a full 24 hours and just contemplated what I'm going to do at 29.
Do they have good Thai food in South Carolina?
Yeah, they do. The bao buns.
Oh, yeah.
You could literally stuff anything in those and I'd eat it.
Yeah, they're fucking adorable. They're like Hufflepuffs of sandwiches.
No, aren't they also so cute?
So cute. Like, I'm obsessed. Paige, I'm in North Carolina right now. We're like neighbors. Yeah, I'm in Raleigh.
Oh, my God. Look at us in the Carolinas.
I've done like 1, 2, 3, 4. I've done like 6 shows in 4 days. I did Tampa, Orlando, and Raleigh. And I just have to say,
yeah,
I know we hate on Florida. And by we, I mean everyone.
Yeah.
I think Florida's winning. Florida has palm trees. It's fucking 75 degrees.
That's how I feel when I come here, except it rained literally all weekend here. But a palm tree makes the world of a difference.
Palm trees have main character energy.
They really do.
I'm just like, I'm fucking here, bitch.
And also everyone that's not from New York who like I talk to and they're like, oh my God, like you live in New York. It's almost Christmas time. So exciting. Like it's so beautiful there. Like, yes. Okay. It is. But when I think of Christmas time in New York, I think of slush.
Yeah. In the Ubers,
oh my God. And everyone's like, oh my God, we have to do like everyone's like tapping their boyfriend, like, oh, we have to do like a New York City, like December weekend. And all I can
see Rockefeller Center.
Yeah. And all I can think in my head is like, that's my worst fucking nightmare.
But I appreciate seasons. I do appreciate seasons.
I appreciate seasons too, especially because down here they don't have them.
And when I'm depressed, I could blame it on the season. I'll be like, it's fall, obviously I'm depressed.
How do you feel about daylight savings?
It's the best holiday in the world.
I agree.
Des was like, wake up. And I'm like, it's 10. He goes, it's 11. And I'm like, even better.
I hate when my mom does that every single year. Like someone will be like, oh, it's like 3 o'clock. She goes, but really it's 4. And I'm like, no,
really?
Not
if
really.
Go before that, what was it before that? And before that, it's all socially constructed, mom.
It's all stupid.
The only problem with dating an older man is he's up and at him at 6 a.m. And when he wants me to get up, he will open the blinds.
Are you in an abusive relationship? Because you can talk about it here. We'll be quiet. What time does he fall asleep in comparison to what time he will then wake up that next day?
This is our relationship. We got back from the show last night at midnight. He went straight to bed, but he was tired at 9. He went straight to bed. And then I was on TikTok for an hour and a half.
Yeah, the normal time.
The minimum.
Yeah, literally until that guy pops up that says, hey, you've been scrolling for way too long now. And then I won't know. Then I
Your
won't
mental
know.
Health warning, like TikTok's worried.
Yeah.
But I was so into it. I was like, wait, I want to make some TikToks, but he's asleep. So I was just doing like the lip syncing one. Then I get into bed, and you don't just go to sleep when you get into bed. Then you need to like Instagram scroll.
Yeah.
So then, and by Instagram scroll, I mean I need to look at all my Insta stories, see how they're doing, check Twitter.
Yep.
For the fuck of it.
Yeah, because sometimes like there's something fun on there.
Sometimes it's something fun. Sometimes I hurt my own feelings. Who knows? Yeah. I'm like, I could go into a 4-hour death spiral, or mm-hmm. I can see something that made me giggle for 2 seconds.
But I'll take the chance at 2 a.m.
Hell yeah. We're being reckless.
No, I'm a literal daredevil in the middle of the night. I'm like, ah, fuck it, let's see.
Yeah, things that you would never look up during the day, you're like...
Never.
Also, I love looking where random celebrities are. I'm like, where is the girl from Harriet the Spy?
Where is she? Well, I will say that she used to be in Gossip Girl.
Yeah. I did look it up, and apparently she's just like had some movies that haven't done that well. But it makes me upset because she was kind of like... She had it going. She was like the Emma Stone of our younger generation.
Okay. She was in an ice skating movie that I really loved on Disney Channel. I don't remember the name, but I loved when that would come on.
Kids these days don't know what a good Disney Channel drop felt like.
No. Like you.
And they don't know the wand. They don't know the wand.
They don't know
and how
wand.
That slapped.
The Friday, I still remember this. The Friday when the Lindsay Lohan movie came out, get a clue. I was prepped, primed, ready. Like I literally sat there all day waiting for that movie to come on. I'll never forget it. I loved all of her outfits. I still go back and like say, what would she wear?
You should. How did we get here? Oh, and then in the morning, he woke up at 5 because it's daylight savings. I woke up at 10. So he had
an overachiever.
But he was running around Raleigh.
Yeah, what does he do?
Oh, lives his best life. Tries so he coffee, okay, works he, out.
Yeah.
He lives a full double life.
He could have another girlfriend between the hours of 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. and you'd never know.
I'm his third wife.
We joked about you being his second. Let's be serious. You're his third.
Maybe fourth at this point.
There's definitely a mistress between 5 a.m. and 10 a.m. that you don't even care about.
Men can't function alone for 5 hours.
No. They can't, or something like gets burnt down or broken.
Yeah. They destroy something.
They do. Something goes awry.
How have you been navigating the long distance lifestyle?
The long distance lifestyle, honestly, I feel so selfish when I say this, but thank God Craig is just as fucked up as I am. Mm-hmm. So we end up like realizing that we're saying the same thing to people when they ask about it. We're like, we love it. Mm-hmm. I love not seeing him for like 3 to 4 days, watching my own shows and sleeping in my bed by myself.
Yeah.
And then I felt bad for saying it to people. And then I heard him say it to someone and I was offended. I was like, hold up. you like having 3 days away from me where you can sleep in the bed by yourself? How dare you? How dare you? And he was like, you just, as in, not the problem, not what we're talking about, not what I said. We're talking about what you said. So
let's not spin it on me.
Let's not spin this. No, it's actually been really good. I will say I am a professional
flyer.
What?
Airplane flyer.
Yeah, I couldn't think of like a word. Yeah, I'm gonna. I know like what time I have to exactly get there. I know like what I'm getting at the food court when I walk in. I know like the Charleston airport, what bathroom I pee in, like what place I get my coffee. I'm TSA pre and
good.
So I literally own LaGuardia.
Once you get your points in order, I'm learning this from Dez because he's been traveling his whole life. The point system was wild because then you start getting up to first class just like because of the points.
Yep.
And you could get Delta Sky Club something. I don't know. It gets crazy.
I'm like 10,000 miles or something from being like Delta Silver, which I don't think is that high up. But like for me, that's a lot. So I'm like one of those people that checks their like MQMs on the Delta app and don't know what it means. But
wait, I just realized something. Delta is a multi-level marketing scheme.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a cult. They're like, oh, you're going to get to Silver. Stay in it. And you're like, I don't know what Silver is, but I want it. And I need it.
Delta's a cult.
Delta's a full-on cult.
They all wear the same uniform. Suspicious.
And they use their own little languages. What's an MQM? I don't know.
I don't know, but you feel like you should know, so you just go along with it.
And they send you kind of pushy emails.
Very pushy.
They tell you where to be and when. Controlling.
They start texting you about your gate and I'm like, I don't remember when I signed up to give you my cell phone number.
Creepy.
Yeah.
And there's definitely a leader.
I will say the guy that sat next to me on this flight had to have had a UTI. I literally almost turned over and was like, do you have a UTI? Because he got up every 5 seconds to pee.
No,
I felt bad for him.
I would have been like, do you want to switch? Because like I'm trying to be in my REM sleep right now.
No, literally. I was like, you get up.
I'm a person's nightmare if you have to pee and I'm in the aisle because I sleep the second we sit down.
Same.
So you either have to climb over me and don't you know when people wake you up? I'm like, oh.
I think it's the rudest thing ever. I'm like,
people will poke me.
And you're walking by me because you're trying to get by, but you didn't wake me up. But like your ass is in my face. I think that's more respectful than you tapping me saying you're going to go to the bathroom. Cool. I don't know if I can play by play of when you're going to the bathroom.
Your bladder is not main character. Okay.
Not my concern.
People need their beauty sleep and mine is 17 hours. My biggest pet peeve though with flights.
Yeah. You've been flying a lot too.
Yeah. When the plane lands, the people who immediately stand up.
Hannah, where are you going?
I will be in the aisle and the person next to me will stand up like as if I should stand up. It's like when someone honks in traffic, it's like, where do you want me to go?
Until they open that door, because they got to put the ramp up to the plane. They got to open.
No, even when the door opens, I'm not standing up until at least 3 people in front of me are getting their bags.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with you standing up because your legs are a little tired, but don't be giving me those eyes.
Yeah.
That like we're behind or something.
There's plane etiquette and not a lot of people have it.
Also, there's this new thing where like if you have 2 bags and then like a tiny purse, they'll be like, you have to put that purse away in one of the bags. Like you can't have 3 bags. I'm like, this is a tiny purse and it's extremely sexist.
This is my personal item that you allow.
Exactly, because guys, they put their shit in their pockets.
No, they put their shit in that tiny purse. That's what.
Yeah, I have my guy shit in my purse. Oh, I could go on and on. Do you like getting magazines in airports?
I was just telling this to someone. Someone was like, "Oh yeah, like the only place I ever really buy books and read them is in the airport." And I was like, "I can confidently tell you, not one time have I gone to the book section of an airport."
I fuck with magazines at airports.
Do you? I'm not a huge that's like get magazines person.
When I was, I guess because I would travel a lot with tennis when I was younger. So I would get like 17 magazine, learn how to get a blowjob. And
now
then,
do you get bridal magazines? Is that the
Oh my God. So some of these magazines, I'm going to call them all out now. the health magazines are just so annoying. It's like,
never picked one up.
All these recipes for like healthy dishes you'd never make, and then like workouts that obviously you're not gonna do, you're reading it on a magazine, and then women just talking about how they're glowing because they tried this new shindig, and it's like, no one cares.
Yeah, magazines are weird,
but I love the feeling of reading them. Yeah. I don't know, I like it. I don't know, I see what speaks to me. I get like Entrepreneur magazine sometimes because I pretend I'm like Barbara Corcoran.
Okay, so you're big in the magazine game.
Oh, I'm huge in the magazine game.
Do you save them?
Once I read them, I leave them for the next person.
Oh my God. And you're a philanthropist.
But I have been doing bridal. I've been excited about bridal magazines. They're also, these magazines are expensive. It's like $8.
Yeah.
And it's like mostly ads. You would love reading like an Elle or a Vogue. Because even the advertisements are like gorgeous. Like telling you what's in with pictures. Fashion. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's basically adult picture books.
It is. Do you ever get bridal magazines and like say, like rip out a page and be like, yeah, I'm going to do that at my wedding, or like, I want to remember to do
that. I'll grab a photo if I like an aesthetic.
There was a girl on TikTok who made a TikTok about me that was like a screenshot of my Instagram feed, and then was like, this is what I think your wedding would be based on like what your Instagram pictures are. And she did like a whole aesthetic for me.
Were you into it?
I was so into it. I was like, wait, I don't even know if this girl's a wedding planner. I was like, wait, I'm going to save this girl. And in 5 years, when like possibly I trick someone into proposing.
My wedding planner is fucking amazing. And I met her through, she's a giggler.
No way.
Yeah.
And she DM'd you.
Well, yeah. And she basically was like, I heard about your garage wedding. And she's like, I've planned all these like extravagant things, and I want to do something that's like a little more down to earth. And I was like, come to mama.
Wait, was when we used to talk about your garage aesthetic wedding, was this way before you were engaged? Right?
I think so. Yeah. I think so. Called manifesting, guys. her name is Amanda Savory Events. And I was like, oh my God, amazing. I'd love to work with you. Turns out she did Katie Couric's daughter's wedding.
No like she's way. Like
the real fucking deal. And Katie Couric had like a disco party beforehand. Like it was a crazy event. And I was like, okay, I want that, but like tone down.
Take it down a notch.
Take it down a notch.
Do you call your wedding planner for like, okay, what does a wedding planner do? Like, do they do everything? And like, they just say like, okay, here are the options for like the silverware. You have to pick one. Or is it like bigger thing? Like, what do they do day to day for you?
Well, I can only speak on her. She is a sister, a mother, a family member at this point. Like she sits down and she like just wants to understand you. Like, who are you? And she had me do this whole like manifestation of my wedding of like questions of like not what you want, but like how you want it to feel, because she wants to understand like the main purpose. And then she'll even just look at all your natural aesthetic to find out like kind of what you naturally gravitate to. And she's
how
so fucking amazing.
How do you want it to feel? I wouldn't even know the answer to that
question. I my vibe I'm going with it is like Brooklyn on the beach. So it's like it's in West Hampton, but it's not, I don't want it to be like stuck up Hamptons vibe. I want it to be like relaxed party.
Yeah.
Great speeches. And she kind of sees what you want to prioritize. And then she gives you the lay of the land of like, okay, so we need to fill in this, 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 this. We need to make these decisions by these dates.
Oh my God. You have to like to organize things to be a wedding planner.
Oh yeah. Like I have full mental breakdowns when it comes to logistics. Like I will do a whole, you know, stand-up tour saying crazy shit on stage, and then Chase will be like, hey, can you send us this tax form, and I'll have a mental breakdown.
No taxes this year have really
no honey, we are both so close to going to jail. It's crazy when they whenever a reality person goes to jail, I'm like, yeah, no shit, we don't know what the fuck's going on.
I'm so close to going to jail for my taxes.
That would be such a good reality show, the like Paige in jail. No, Craig's her lawyer. And then me and you are talking.
Craig's like trying to get me out.
You're doing Giggly Squad across the glass.
Oh my God, all the gigglers are just like holding up signs, free Paige.
Oh God. Okay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15. Summer is right around the corner, and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line, and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight. They're performance fabric. They're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like, you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. I love that it's warmer weather. I love when the seasons change because the outfits change. And now we can say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and t-shirts. Quince always has your lineup of timeless pieces that keep you looking effortlessly chic all year long. I loved their cashmere sweaters this winter, but now it's all about their European linen dresses. Their blouses and shorts are $30. Washable silk tank tops are timeless. And they also have 14 karat gold jewelry and so much more. I actually bought all of Craig's curtains in his living room from Quince probably like a month ago and were absolutely obsessed. The best part about Quince is all their items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/giggly for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/giggly to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/giggly. Hey Gigglers, I want to tell you not to panic the next time you have to buy someone the perfect gift. Have you tried gift mode on Etsy? First of all, let me just say, I get a lot of things on Etsy just in general, but it's so perfect for gifting because everything is so personalized and tailored to the person you're shopping for. If you haven't tried gift mode on Etsy, then definitely give it a try because it absolutely takes the stress out of gifting and you find the perfect item. All you have to do is tap gift mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com, answer a few short questions like who you're shopping for, what they like, what are their interests, and gift mode instantly gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. I personally like gifting myself. So if you're a fashionista, I always like to type in things like 60s fashion or if I'm looking for a specific mini skirt and it pops up just the most perfect curated things for myself that I gift to myself. But it's also great if you have someone in your family who's a cooking lover and you can get personalized charcuterie boards. It's perfect for everyone. So whether you need a housewarming gift or a birthday present for someone who loves pickleball, gift mode has you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try gift mode on Etsy now.
It's what? Time.
It's time. I have too much pent up. I've seen too much of it. We talked about it last week, but like when we talked about it, I was like, oh my God, they just went to like an amusement park. Not a big deal. Now Pete and Kim have been seen traipsing around New York. He took her to Staten Island.
I love how they were like a secret dinner. I'm like, I can't go anywhere without seeing this secret dinner.
They're like, this is page 6. Clearly it's not a secret. Okay. But then also Kanye then came out and was like, we're not divorced. Like there are no papers. So technically if she is banging Pete Davidson, like legally she would be cheating on her husband, but like clearly they're separated. And so like, it's not that big of a deal.
Does that cause issues with divorce proceedings? Like you cheated on me, so I want more money or something?
I would say no.
Cause if I was Kim, I'd be like, I don't give a fuck. Like we're done. Like, oh, paper, also, like, here's a paper.
Two like super, super rich people, like when they get divorced, like, is it like, hey, let's just take back what we originally had? Or like, I mean.
No, it gets fucked up. That's why prenups are such a big deal.
I just think that's so crazy. But the crazy part is how Pete Davidson is getting, well, he came on the scene because he was dating Ariana Grande.
Yep.
Then he started banging Kate Beckinsale. Then he was sleeping with Phoebe from Bridgerton.
Wait, and you're also missing the girl from Maid before Phoebe.
I think that was before. What is her name again?
Qualley.
Before Phoebe. Margaret Qualley. Qualley. Qualley, whatever. Sounds like a quail, duck, but I don't know why. Why do I want to say that name? Sounds like a duck. Quail. Yeah.
Margaret. What a classy name. Everyone was freaking out that Kim was with Pete. What was your initial reaction to that? Because people were like, how the fuck is Kim with Pete?
The best thing was I saw, like, I don't know if it was like a meme or like a TikTok or something. And they were like, everyone's just being like, Pete, like, obviously has a huge dick. How else is he getting all of these girls? And then someone was like, this poor guy, like, maybe he has a really good personality, and all girls are just like, nah, like that.
And apparently Kate Beckinsale liked that tweet where it's like, is it insane to think that a guy's a good personality? But also coming from someone who knows a lot of male stand-up comedians, welcome to male stand-up comedian world, everyone. It's called these guys hook up with every single girl that's hot. Like, male stand-ups are just hot.
Do you think it's because he can just make you laugh?
Laughing is an orgasm for your mouth.
I also think it is because his humor is kind of like Dez's a little bit, where like it can be really dark, but they're saying it in a comedic way. So you know that it's okay to laugh. But it does open up like a vulnerability thing. Like, okay, well, we just like laughed about death. So I actually feel a little bit more connected to you. And I feel like that's how he, and girls like to feel like they've broken down some wall. Like, oh, I like broke that wall down.
Laughing at the same time is intimacy. I saw a TikTok about why she thinks Kim likes Pete. And she's like, think of who she was with. Kanye thinks he's like Jesus.
Yeah.
Like he thinks he's God. No, I think literally he said it.
He's God.
He thinks he knows everything. He was probably a little controlling, allegedly. I don't know. I mean, he did pick out every outfit for her. But anyway.
Could you imagine?
And he's very powerful and talented, and he lets everyone know.
Right.
But then you have someone like Pete Davidson, who is very open that he's a mess.
Yeah.
Like, he's open that he struggles. He's the kind of guy that comes home and doesn't tell you and mansplain to you, like, how you should be. He's just joking that he's struggling. So he's, like, this light energy.
And whether girls like it or not, you always, like, girls want to, like, fix you or, like, help. Like, oh, I could help that. And I feel like Kim is, like, she wants to be a lawyer and, like, justice reform. Like, I feel like she almost sees it as, like, a pet project.
But also, I have to say, Andrew Collins had a very funny tweet. He said, Pete Davidson is 27, tall, funny, rich, loves his mom, and confirmed has a huge penis. Kim Kardashian's 41, has 4 kids, still married to a crazy person, and her dad helped OJ get away with murder. I think Kim would be lucky to date Pete.
Wait, Pete's only 27?
He's a baby.
Oh my God.
And also, like, I'm not trying to age shame. Like, I think I'm, like, my 40s are going to be my prime.
Okay.
I love that she's going down to just be with a guy who's like fun, light. Like the bitch just got is in a divorce with Kanye. Like he's such a nice energy, but I don't want to brag.
Yeah.
But I did, I don't know which episode, did I not say Kim is gonna find someone who is gonna bring the press.
I remember this.
To outshine
I remember
all the Kravis bullshit. And you were like, no. And I was like,
you're so right. Also, when I think about Pete, I think of him, this is so weird how I have this picture of him in my head. I think of him as someone who accidentally got famous, like by complete accident.
He's
like
relatable.
Yeah, like, you know that he has a group of, like, Staten Island guy friends that are calling him, like, yo, like, are you really banging Kim Kardashian?
He came up with these male comics.
Okay.
Dez is friends with Pete, like, in a, like, hey, what's up, dude?
Yeah, like hey, how are you?
They hang out at the Comedy Cellar. And they told me that when he was hanging out with Ariana, they would, like, go to her big mansion and they would just be, like, these like dancers with sparkles and like funny cat ears just like dancing
horns,
like, yeah just like dancing around the apartment and they were just like smoke weed like this is crazy dude. He really is down to earth. But I want to know from you, Mary fuck kill,
okay,
MGK, Travis, Pete Davidson, go. I know, okay. My answers:
MGK, Travis, Pete, Mary fuck kill. I think I'm marrying Pete.
Okay.
I think I'm fucking Travis.
Oh.
And I think I'm killing MGK.
Wow.
No, actually, I actually switch that. I think I'm fucking MGK and I'm killing Travis. Because whatever MGK is doing to Megan Fox is working. Like, she is all about him.
Okay.
So I'm about gets her.
I'm marrying Pete because he's hilarious. I'm fucking MGK because he's tall.
Yeah.
And I'm killing Travis. I just have to say, like, people were shitting on Pete Davidson, and I'm like, Travis Barker?
I date someone who shits on him. And we've gotten into multiple conversations where he's like, how is Pete Davidson on your famous people list? And I'm like, mm-mm. Please don't talk about my famous people list. It's private to myself.
No one gave any hate when she was with Travis Barker, who, like, you know, he's a rock star, whatever.
Yeah.
Not, like, traditionally great looking. Why are we shitting on a single successful 27-year-old guy? Yeah, he's skinny. Yeah, he has mental health issues. So do we all.
I think it's because Pete is closer to their age that they can't, like, Craig, I had to explain to Craig what a famous people list was.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it's a list that if I met any of these people and they wanted to sleep with me, I would be allowed to do it. And it's not cheating.
Naturally. Obviously. Right.
And he sat there for like 3 seconds and he looked at me and he goes, but yeah, it is. And I was like, no, it's not. Cause they're already on my list. And
you're like, everyone on the Yankees.
No, literally. He goes, everyone is on your list. You put all the Hemsworth brothers on your list. And I was like, in case of an emergency.
Also, people have to remember, like, Kim obviously has skyrocketed in fame, but like, she almost married Chris Humphries.
No, she did marry Chris Humphries for 71 days.
Oh yeah, she did. But like, you know what, who I ship? I ship her and Ray J. I think, first of all, I love Ray J's music. One Wish slapped. And Ray J, like, go full circle, bitch.
He was there from the beginning. Shooting in the gym. He was there.
Start from the bottom. Now we're here.
Literally.
Wait, but do you think they're really a couple?
I don't think they're like, this is my boyfriend, this is my girlfriend. Yeah. I do think that they are sleeping together 1,000%.
I think they hit it off on SNL and they were like, should we? And he was like, yeah, why not?
Yeah. And I think that they just like are having fun. It's funny. I think she happens to be in, I think it's the timing is just kind of working out. Like they don't have to work at it. Like I think she happened to be coming back to New York because she had to do something. And I think he was in, you know, he was like, I'll fly out to LA for a couple of days. Like, cool. Like, I don't think it's as serious. Also, people in press, it's like, oh my God, we saw them out together one time. They must be talking about engagement. You know, like it's not as fast forward, but I think they're definitely sleeping together and definitely hanging out. But I don't think they're like boyfriend, girlfriend.
I went with Des on a roller coaster in Orlando, as one does.
Yeah.
I only did it to get a shot like Pete. We did it a la Pete and Kim. I was like, let's try to get a shot. We held our hands like the same way. I hate roller coasters.
Did you get it?
We got it. We got the shot. We did. But Des like loves roller coasters.
Wait, I love that.
He loves them.
I love that he agreed to that, really.
He became the littlest excited little boy. They were like asking like who wants to do it, and he like raised his hand, and I'm like, oh my God.
I don't love roller coasters. I'll do them if everyone's doing it because I'm a follower. But I rather do like water rides. Like I'll love any ride.
I was like, Des, I don't want to do it. And he's like, it's fun. And I was like, it's an experience. And he's like, it's a fun experience. And I was like, I've been working for 6 months to lower my cortisol levels down. And this is just going to eradicate everything I've been working on, all the therapy I've done.
I hate the one. Wait, were you on like, where were
it
you?
It was like one of these rides in Orlando that like had a direct fall where you get like your butt leaves the seat because you're like just falling down.
No.
And I screamed the whole time. I held his hand so tight, I almost broke it. And afterwards, he's like, wasn't that fun? And I was like, no.
No, it wasn't.
No. And he's like, don't you feel adrenaline? And I'm like, yeah, like I'm going to shit myself.
I hate the ones where people get in those like harnesses and then they just
I don't know. See, this is one of those things like, why are you trying to hurt your own feelings?
I don't have like an adrenaline part of me. Like
we like adrenaline, but in different things. Like you want adrenaline, like you walk in a room and everyone's like, look at that girl's outfit.
Yeah, that gives me a high. But like when people are like, let's like, would you ever go skydiving? No. And people get offended when I say that because they're like, why? It's like it's an experience.
Yeah, it's a bad experience.
And I was like, if there is even a slight chance that I'm going to die, I don't want to do it. Why would I want to do that?
And they're like, you die in cars. And I'm like, yeah, well, that's the risk that I'm willing to take because I have to go somewhere. If I don't have to do it.
I don't have to jump out of a plane with you to like experience what it feels like to be free.
Yeah,
like,
I'm not walking to Brooklyn, okay?
Right. Have you ever walked in Midtown past 7 p.m.? That's an experience, okay? That's something that I'm experiences.
Have you ever cut your own arm off? You ever done LSD? You ever done crack cocaine? You ever done heroin? That's a crazy experience.
The time when we're like, if you keep your socks on during sex, just kidding. That was one of my favorite pods.
And then we got all these messages being like, it actually helps your orgasm. And we were like, stop.
Does it?
People are saying it helps your orgasm when you have socks on, but the world is full of a lot of fallacies right now, and I don't even know what to believe.
I also heard that if you sleep with socks on, it helps your sleep.
I also heard that if you don't make up conspiracy theories, people think you're less annoying. Anyway, what's next on your list, Ben?
People are fucking livid. Okay, so a couple of years ago, Chris Pratt married.
Oh my God, I did a deep dive on Twitter on this last night. Continue.
How fucking crazy. What is her name? Catherine Schwarzenegger. She is the daughter of Arnold Schwarzenegger and Maria Shriver. Mm-hmm. So they got married a couple of years ago. She just gave birth to a daughter. So he did this whole Instagram caption thanking her for giving him like a healthy daughter.
Can you read it out loud?
Yeah,
because you have to get the nuances of this caption because every single sentence somehow is weirder than the next and cringe for a different reason. People love Chris Pratt. Love. I mean, he went from being a character on Parks and Rec to being like head of the Guardian of the Galaxy.
I have so much to say about him that I...
Let's dissect each sentence because I have shit to say.
Guys, for real. Look how she's looking at me. I mean, find you somebody that looks at you that way, you know? We met in church. Let's dissect that.
Find someone who looks at her the way she looks at me, basically being like, look how fucking obsessed she is with me.
Okay, I'm going to relate this to our real lives. I got so many fucking DMs because Craig didn't post like an Instagram story of me for my birthday, which I didn't even like actually think about it. And then I kept getting all these DMs and I turned to him on the couch and I was like, I keep getting DMs because you haven't posted for my birthday. And he was like, I know, I do too. Like, are you mad about it? And I was like, no, everyone thinks we're a fake PR like relationship anyway. So like, let's just keep it up. Like, let's keep people guessing or whatever. And he was like, also Paige, like, I've been with you all day. Like, our real life was so much more fun. Like, I feel like if I did like a really long caption for your birthday, like it would look like I didn't like you. And I was like, oh my God, me and Hannah say that all the time. Like, the longer the caption, the more you don't like me. So like, I didn't really even like think about it. So him saying like, find someone that looks at you the way she looks at me. Like, I just, someone I don't cheated. Like it.
I'm just kidding.
No, literally someone's having an affair with the nanny.
If you ever had the urge to write a paragraph about how much you love your significant other, like, why do you need the external validation about you and your significant other? And Craig probably didn't want to post anything about you because then he has to deal with all the bullshit of people's opinions of that post. And he just wanted to be in the day for a second. And it kind of sucks that you have to live like that. But like,
he was like, maybe later in the weekend, I'll post something funny. And I was like, you're not funny at all. Okay, next. She's given me an amazing life, a gorgeous, healthy daughter. She chews so loudly that sometimes I put in my earbuds to drown it out, but that's love.
So that was problematic.
That was problematic. A healthy daughter.
Him and Anna Faris had a son that had some...
He was born premature. So he has like health problems because of that. And I think there's like something wrong with his vision and just like things that a premature baby, which are normal things that if you are born early, like the baby will have to deal with. But
yeah. So people took it as like a little dig.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, myself reading it, I thought, ooh, that was a little like before all of the stuff came out that was like saying like that that was a dig at her. I initially thought that as well.
Well, because in the context of his life, saying that is a dig.
Right.
And then like trying to be funny immediately about like the chewing and how like that's love, that she's fucking annoying. I'm just like, okay.
She helps me with everything. In return, periodically, I open jars of pickles.
See, he's trying to be funny and he's like missing.
That's the trade. Her heart is pure and belongs to me. My greatest treasure right next to my Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck rookie card, which if you know is saying a lot. Shut up.
Okay. Hearing you read it again makes me realize it's literally just him trying to be funny and missing.
It's her birthday in about 6 weeks. So if you don't get her anything, I'll tell her to look back on this post. Love you, honey. So if I don't.
So if I don't get her anything. Yeah. Like what the fuck?
Yeah. Okay. Here's why I stopped immediately liking him. Immediately. And I didn't like him way before this post.
Oh.
Hot take. Anna Faris was at her prime, her height. She just did House Bunny. She was everywhere. Iconic. She was in the Scream movies. She's a cute little blonde. She's funny.
Smart. Beautiful. Perfect.
She was very famous at the time of him, who I think all he had really done thus far was
Anna Faris.
Literally Anna Faris. So he's not as famous as her. He's pudgy. He's not the Chris Pratt we know.
Clearly not that funny.
Not that funny. They get married. People start to kind of know his name because of her. He then starts getting more and more jobs, more famous jobs. There is a rumor that he cheated on her with Jennifer Lawrence, but I choose not to believe that because I think Jennifer Lawrence is pure. And I don't think she would do that. He starts to get really famous. He gets really in shape. He's hot now. Now he's one of the hot Chris's that we have in our in our world. Mm-hmm. Other ones are Chris Hemsworth. I mean, the list goes on. I can't think of them right now, but Chris Pine. but there is a list of hot Chris's that are also on my famous people list. So
Chris DiStefano.
Yes, he's hot too. So whatever. He's now in his prime. He up and leaves her one day. They have a baby and he just leaves. Now she was there when you were nothing. Now all of a sudden you want to become ultra famous and you're going to leave her.
Anna Faris wrote a book actually. And I don't think I got through it.
I think she was so fucking blindsided by it. Like, I think in the book, she says, like, I thought we were going to have another baby. Like, I thought we were good.
Oh my God.
And I think that's even worse. I think, like, when a divorce comes from, like, one day the person just being like, hey, I'm leaving. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. And there's no, like, fight or, like, compromise. Like, I think that's crazy.
Because it's like you're not trying to work on whatever issue you might have. You're not, like, fighting for it. You're just, you're outies. But fame is complicated. And so he very quickly meets Katherine Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. They get married quick. I think they were only dating or got engaged maybe, like, after a year.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, we don't know them. We don't know them.
We don't.
But we don't like Chris Brown.
I don't know him, but I don't like him.
People didn't like the caption also because it's all in relation to him. Like, he doesn't just speak on her. It's all her in relation to him, how she's looking to him, how she helps him.
Also, all I thought about was like, okay, your son is also going to look back on this post and read it.
But also, what's funny about you forgetting to get your wife a gift when you're a multimillionaire and you're saying she does everything? What's funny about that?
Literally nothing. Get her like a fucking balloon.
Is it like a joke between you guys that you don't do shit?
Not funny.
Why didn't you get fucking Anna Faris a gift for giving you your first child and fucking liking you when you had a dad bod?
Rewind it back to the days of chillaxing on the beach and all-day fun with spring break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are right, and the cash prizes could be huge. New players start playing with just $5 and get $100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code GIGGLY to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded, which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply. Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/giggly squad and use code Giggly Squad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/giggly squad, code Giggly Squad for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/giggly squad, code Giggly Squad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours. even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You know who's my new favorite couple is? And I think it's yours too.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say. Do you want to say it at the same time?
1, 2, 3.
Chelsea Handler and Joey Coy.
Yeah.
Did you see the tweet? This girl, Rachel Wolfson, she wrote, "I don't care what you guys say. Chelsea and Joe are my Kravis."
Yeah. No, they literally are, because I feel like they're so pure in their love.
And they're also not doing these like PR stunts where like Us Weekly takes photos of them at lunch.
Right. Like I love the narrative of like they're older and she had a full fucking career. I mean, she still has a full career, but like she focused on her career and she's like in her 40s and she says like, "I could not be happier that I waited."
And they've been friends forever.
Yeah. I remember him being on
the panel on Chelsea Lately. So like they've always made each other laugh. They've always respected each other. And I guess there was a moment, I'd love to know the details on it, of why they decided to cross the friendship line. But he's also like huge in the Philippines. He's Filipino and he sells out like stadiums.
Oh yeah.
And he's hysterical. His career's doing great. And
I like them together.
It's hot that he wants to be with someone who technically is like a little more successful mainstream than him in the same career and is still like, "That's my bitch."
Yeah, it's very hot.
It's hot.
Like, I don't think guys realize how much we like that. No, literally, Craig is the main character of every situation. Like,
but I kind of like it because me and you, low key, don't always like being the center of attention where we don't want to. So we can both be in a room and Craig and Dez can like literally entertain everyone and we could sit back, which we're not used to having.
There is nothing more. And I only realized this until I dated people who didn't have this quality. Mm-hmm. There is nothing more that I love than sitting at like a dinner or in a room or something. And Craig is telling a story and everyone, and like, I've probably already heard the story and most of the time it is wrong. He is lying about it most of the time. But it's like dramatic and like he has sound effects and like,
he's like, "I broke into the ice. I picked the kid up."
Yeah, like he's telling a story and people are so into it and like laughing and think it's great. Like, and I'm not even a part of any of it. Like, I'm just a spectator of the story. Like, I love that. Like, I can't imagine what it's like for you to watch Dez up on stage.
Oh, it's so hot. But
yeah,
that's why Kim wants to fuck Pete. Like, Nikki Glaser talks about how it goes back to like our animalistic tendencies of a guy telling people what to do, leading the pack. Yeah, leading the pack and being like, "We're gonna go kill that buffalo and this is how we're gonna do it," and everyone responding, and like Dez being up there with the microphone and commanding like the laughter of all these people. It's fucking hot.
Yeah, it's so hot. Like, a guy that can walk into a room and just take like total control of it, or people like know that he's there and like has a presence, I'm like, oh, wear my clothes off.
Our engagement party, you remember the one that I didn't invite you to?
Yeah.
So I walked in, it's like it was a close family event of people from Shelter Island. Didn't see Dez the entire time.
Yeah.
He was just like making his rounds, like bonding with all of my old family friends.
I love
friends.
That.
Didn't see him till the end when we were like, "Should we cut a cake?" And you take it for granted, but it's hot to feel like someone could be their own person and be confident on their own.
That's like one of my favorite things too. Like Halloween night, I don't think I saw Craig one time.
Because you were blonde and it made him uncomfortable.
It made him extremely uncomfortable.
He was like, I'm cheating. I'm cheating on Paige.
In the eyes. I was like, we can change my name. Like, he's like, I don't like this. Like, stop. Take it off.
Oh my God. Speaking of names, would you ever want to change your kid's last name to your last name?
My kid's last name to my last name?
Like, instead of it being, for example,
my husband,
Conover. Both your kids are Conovers. And Gary doesn't have any sons. And the DeSorbo name's not going to continue. But you have a son. But it's going to be Canover.
I don't think I would.
Why?
Why are you going to?
Well, I saw this thing on TikTok. Oh, I wish I could remember her name because I want to give her credit. If you guys see it, we'll tag her. Basically, she's like, it's like baking a cake. And you get all your ingredients. Yeah. And you're like, oh, shoot, I'm missing flour. And you go across the hall and you're like, hey, Steve, can I have some flour? And he's like, sure. And you put the flour in, then you put it in the oven, and you have to stay with it for the 3 hours it's baking, and you're watching it, making sure it's good. Cake comes out, you decorate it, you get everything it needs, and then people are like, it's Steve's cake.
Wow. Wow. Immediately just got mad.
Immediately like, want to murder every man I know.
No, but, like, that
it's
so
kind of fucking wild. Like, I'm going to tear my vagina and my asshole to give a baby your last name?
Look, we were actually just talking about this because we were talking about someone famous. I can't even remember who it was, but her husband took her last name. Mm. And I was like, there are a few things that are very traditional and archaic, honestly, and actually make no fucking sense that I'd like, though. Like, I'm very excited. The feminist is just coming out of my body. It's pouring out. I'm actually very excited to change my last name one day. Are you changing yours?
No. Even though Bishop is a beautiful name. Like, Hannah Bishop sounds great.
Hannah Bishop sounds great.
I know, it does.
It's very similar to Hannah Burner.
It is. It's the same initials. But also, you know how people will do, like, Burner-Bishop, that's also too fucking confusing. Like, I don't want so many syllables in my kid's
last
name.
Like legally.
Legal jargon. Yeah.
But like, okay, here's an example. It's 2025, okay? Mm-hmm. Your kid comes home from school and they're like, what's up, mom? And you're like, shut the fuck up. And then their friends come in and they're like, hey, Mrs. Bishop?
I would take it. I'd be really cool. I don't mind it. But when I'm
they're gonna think that because his
and
last
I'm not
name
offended by that.
Okay,
I'm not offended by that. But I also think about the idea of how the woman's family has to pay for the wedding. It's based on like this dowry that once you're together, he's gonna support you your whole life, which like isn't a thing.
I feel like that's slowly changed. Like I can't imagine myself getting married now and me calling my dad and being like,
fork it over. All
it's
of it.
25 grand just for flowers, so we'll take that in a check form. Like, I can't imagine saying that to him.
Yeah, times have really fucking changed. So anyway, ladies, just question the system, question why we do what we do, question everything, okay? Question Chris Pratt.
Well, I have a question. Speaking of questions, is Dez, was there any part of Dez that was like, oh, I kind of want you to take my last name, and you were like, no?
Oh, he doesn't care at all. But he does care that we don't do first look. He says he wants the first time he sees me to be walking down the aisle. And I thought that was really cute.
I want that too. And I want us to cry.
So between me and you, he's going to.
Yeah.
He cried today watching a marathon. Like people were running because it reminded him of a time he cheered on a marathon in the past. That was really nice for him. And I was like, oh my God, you are the cutest little soul. I can't handle you. So if he doesn't, we're gonna have a problem.
Okay, aren't there times when you're a man, you're just like, you're so annoying, or like you're such a douchebag, and then randomly they'll say one nice sentence or one thing and you're just like, I'll put you in my pocket, I'll keep you forever, I'm obsessed with you, I love you.
My standards are so low. He says like one cute thing and I'm like, I'm obsessed with you. When I've been nice all day and then he does one nice thing and I'm like, you were perfect. You perfect little baby.
Craig said the other day, don't want him to hear me. We were talking about children and he was like, I would love to adopt a child one day. Aww. Like I would love to have our own children, but adopt a child. And I looked at him And I said, I'm going to squeeze your head off. Like, it was just the sweetest thing. I was like, I would love to do that. And he was like, and just make a child, like, change their life. And I was like, okay, now I feel like this is about you again.
Oh my God. Wow. We had so much to cover today and we have so much to do. We, in 1 week, have a live show in Philly. We'll keep you guys posted on it. It's our first live show. We're a little nervous, but I feel like everyone's going to be blackout. So
yeah, that is honestly, and we're going to be in Philly. Philly people get drunk.
Philly people know how to party.
So like, that is the one thing I'm like, okay, if we mess up a little bit, they're not going to know. They're fucking drunk.
I mean, we mess up this entire pod every time. So the standards are low.
It literally looks like murder goes on behind me.
Des was like, are you going to put a ring light on? Don't you want to look good? And I was like, no. Do you want hot guys sliding my DMs? That's my excuse for looking like shit every day.
Oh, God.
Anyway, Paige, I love you so much. Everyone, keep an eye out for new tour dates in the future. And check out our merch at giggly-squad.com. I'm obsessed with it. And we have new merch dropping soon. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Rate, subscribe, review. Swipe the fuck up.